Hi, it's Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You Channel podcast. We are a Whosoever Will channel and podcast. Why? Because God is a Whosoever Will God, meaning He's done the work. We have a standing invitation to join Him and partner with Him to ensure that His message of love gets to everyone. But He's also given us free choice. So we get to decide. But it is whosoever will. With that, I'm going to hop right into today's topic, which is the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. From the moment Adam and Eve, Adam took of the tree, and I say them both because without the other, the task would not have been completed. So I've talked about this before. Just let me give you the highlight. Eve may or may not have known. There's no indication that Adam shared with her about the tree. There's not that indication. We do know there is not only an indication, but an articulation of the command to Adam, we say, that he was not to eat the fruit of that tree. But we don't have in Scripture articulation that Eve was shared that message, that Adam shared that message with his wife. So Eve is at the tree. She's trying to feed herself and her husband, trying to take care of her household. She gets beguiled into taking of the fruit, appealing to ego. And she brings the fruit to Adam, who is, I'm sure, enraptured by his wife. And somehow just forgets to mention, oh, by the way, don't eat of that tree, because once we do, we will surely die. Where'd you get that fruit? Nothing. We don't see it there. As a result, he doesn't question it. He takes of the fruit. He eats it. So that is where the act of disobedience is consummated, because they both engaged, not because one of them, because one of them, Adam, could have covered her. All of that being said, the moment that happened, what we see is the fighting, the blaming, the not taking responsibility for our own issues, all of that began in that same moment. There are so many ripple effects into down the line, the lineage of humanity, that it is it's unspeakable. We can't even comprehend. But we're still seeing those things today, and yet we're acting like those things are new simply because we expected it to be different. Expectation is one thing. Transformation is another. What are we really doing from a spiritual perspective to align ourselves with the Word of God, which is life? God is light. God is light. God is love. To ensure that this lineage of blaming and taking responsibility and diminishing and degrading other human beings, destroying even, that is not the way of the Lord. So we have to really look at ourselves, and yet we're not willing to do that. Why? Because it's easier to blame somebody else. The nature of the thing is to blame somebody else. And yet God continually tells us, you will eat, reap what you sow. So he's not looking at anyone else to hold us accountable. He's looking at us to hold us accountable. And this is part of the challenge, the battle is the Lord's. I know what the topic is. This is what we have to understand. The Bible says, and I'm going to use that word again, I'm going to be redundant for a minute, in all you're getting, get understanding. He's not talking about in all you're getting, get understanding of the Scripture. Although the Scripture is key to our understanding. That's the seed, the logos that Holy Spirit moves upon in our hearts. That's what's watered. More importantly, the Holy Spirit represents the spirit of the Word Jesus Christ. In the beginning was God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Scripture tells us these things. Everything is a setup for our accountability to God, whether we believe in Him or not. So we're supposed to be understanding, we're supposed to be understanding the spiritual principles that God is referring to and teaching us along the way. So the battle is the Lord's. And what does that mean even? What battle? Well, it doesn't matter which battle it is. He's telling us it does and it doesn't. Because what we like to do is drill down into the granular things that we can't get the bigger ideas, so we think we can get the granular ones, and then we end up taking things out of context, and nothing makes sense. The battle is the Lord's. In our society, we call ourselves believers, but we don't really believe that. We think the battle is ours. And so going back to what I was saying, from the moment the fruit was eaten, the blame, the battle, the backpedaling began. The spin began. As human beings, we don't know how to exist without it. And yet that's what God is calling us to. To learn how to exist in a transformed, transcendent state. To understand that how we operate is not how we were intended to operate. To understand that we are so far upside down in this thing that we need a Savior. And that's not a bad thing, because the flip side of that is that we don't have to have a Savior at all. But we have options. He's given them to us. And He's made certain that those options hold, but it's conditioned upon our choosing, how we choose, how we treat each other, how we love God, and therefore how we love each other. There are conditions. We don't like conditions. We like to just do what we want to do and think everything is going to turn out the way we want it. And He's never told us that. He has said your life can be better than you ever thought it could be, but you're going to have to partner with me to do that. Why? Because I am life. And a lot of the ways you're living, says the Lord, you think that's what I gave to you. No, that's what you chose. So when we think about the battle of the battle is the Lord's and some of the things that are going on in our society, and that, to be honest, have always gone on in society, we've never lived at the level that God is calling us to. That's why He keeps calling us. We've never lived in a place, a spiritual place, and therefore a soul place and a body place of letting the Lord fight the battle, individually or collectively. So we don't know what that looks like. And because we haven't obeyed the Lord, been obedient to the Lord, engaged Him, engaged with Him at that level of faith, then we end up taking the battle into our own hands. And that's why we're faced with the things that we're faced with today. Wars, rumors of wars, all of the things He told us we would be faced with. Because we don't know how to live at the level that God is calling us to. That's why He sent the Savior. That's why He sent His Spirit. Because He's saying, I'm telling you this, but I know you're not going to know how to do it. But I have made a way for you. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. So when He says the battle is His, He means the battle is His. The problem for us is that we don't believe God, and therefore we can't believe that the battle is His. We're not even interested in the fact that we don't have to fight the battle, that we can rest. So I think it's an interesting concept that a lot of the things that we claim, and then we have the whole thing about us claiming to believe God, and we can't pick and choose. If you believe God, you got to believe all of God. You can't say, well, I'm going to believe God over here, but. No, it doesn't work that way. He's keeping track of all the buts. all of the things that we say and we think that are inconsistent, all of our inconsistencies, all of our disobediences, but also our obediences. So we can't say we believe God and we're not willing to do the things that represent God. We've got a lot of thinking to do. We've got a lot of self-examination to do. And my guess is, or I should say my supposition, is that until we deal with some of our own junk individually, we won't be able to really truly understand what it means to have the Lord fight our battles. My name is Michelle. I agape you. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, the Holy Spirit You Channel podcast. I bless you and the entirety of your household. Thanks for joining me here today. I love you. I appreciate you. Please share, subscribe, like, get your notifications, do all of that to help get the word out even more. I'm grateful for you. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.